Praise God. The word for tonight, and I certainly hope that you maybe have your pen or want to take notes, the word that God laid on my heart tonight is living in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy. I'm going to say that again. Living in the overflow of God's goodness and his mercy. And we know God gives you and I brand new mercies every single day. And we're just going to walk through this a little bit. Hallelujah. And with the time that we have allotted, I am coming from one scripture pretty much in Psalm, the 23rd chapter and the 6th verse. We all know so very well, but we're just going to look at it a little bit closer. Hallelujah. It talks about David. You know, he went through a lot. He went through so much near death. He just prayed, Lord, don't let the enemy take me out. Lord, don't let him say that my God wasn't able to deliver me. But David knew in whom he believed. Just like you and I, we have to know this beyond a shadow of any doubt. Amen. And David said in Psalm 23:6, he said, surely, that means certainly, truly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. And then also in Psalm 25:10, it says this. It says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, which means all the paths of God are loving kindness and goodness. And it says, all the paths that are of the Lord are merciful and truth unto, listen to this, unto as such as keep his covenant and his testimony. And we know the scripture tells us, this one chapter that says it over and over and over again, his mercy and truth endures forever. We're talking about walking and living and breathing in the overflow of God's goodness and his mercy. That's powerful. I'll tell you, no matter what we're going through, and God knows we are going through a lot. There's so much happening, seem like all at the same time. But when you're walking and living in the overflow, which more than enough, of God's goodness and mercy, we can make it. Oh, yes. I don't know if you're in the room by yourself or you see someone else. Tell them, I can make it. Yes, we can make it. Hallelujah. Let's look at this. See, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Here's some things that we want to talk about. Love him with everything you got, with all your soul. Love him with all your mind and with all your strength, everything. I mean, that's first. That's first before anything, talking about walking and living in God's goodness and mercy. And then it's established through Jesus Christ. He talked about, he says, yes, my loving kindness is through such that keep my covenant and testimonies. And then the covenant was established through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood on the cross. Hallelujah. And then offering salvation, and which opened up a way for you and I to have a personal relationship with God. Say that to yourself. Say, I got a personal relationship with the Lord my God. Oh, yes. So following God's testimonies is seen as a way that we can align our life with divine purpose and experience his blessings. Say that again. When we learn how to align our ways and align ourselves and our actions and our behavior and our conduct in line with his word, then we can walk with divine purposes and experience God's blessings, experience this overflow of his goodness, and mercies. So in other words, when we set our mind and our will like this, then it becomes like this. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done in my life. Amen, amen. Okay, let's lay some groundwork. groundwork. Let's get me a basis. Tell me, Lady B, what are you talking about? Living in the overflow of God's mercy. Oh, yes, and his goodness. Number one, you know this well. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It said first. And his righteousness. He says, all these things shall be added to you. Seek God, not just his hands. Don't seek him just to get things, just to say, listen, I need this. And I'm not just talking about money at all. There's so much more of living in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy besides material or money. Amen, somebody. But seek his kingdom. Seek his word. Seek what his will is. Seek his purpose for your life and his righteousness. His word is righteous. His scripture says, and the word of the Lord is right. Amen? And said, all these things that God knows so well that you and I need, he said, it'll be added to you. So in other words, our covenant relationship with Christ is vitally important. That's one of the first things, after you say you love him with all that you have. This broken fellowship with Christ is extremely important. And because, why? Because, see, we're so very dependent on the Lord for his intervention. When things happen in our lives, and life will happen, when the trouble arises, when things we didn't even know was going to happen, my God, trouble in our home, in our families, so it don't even have to be trouble. It could be decision making, maybe something that you have got to make a decision about, or you come to the crossroads of things. We need to hear from the Lord. We need to know deliverance. We need to know direction in order to be successful every single day. Say amen to that. Glory to God. We need the Lord in order to have him to show us how to order our steps in his word for wisdom and direction. We need him, hallelujah, to be our refuge and strength and be that very present help in the time of trouble. This is how you get to living in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy. We're just that dependent upon God. Wisdom and guidance, direction, this, as I said, decision making and timing. Sometimes there are things that we could do, it seems right, yeah, it's in line with his word, but is it the right timing? We've got to seek him for that wisdom. We're reading about that now as part of our assignment all this month, talking about the wisdom. Listen to the wisdom of God. He's saying that it will just pave the way for your life, give you long life. It's going to be health to your bones, health to your mind, health to even your family, that we have the wisdom of God. And then the scripture said, when we find that wisdom, walk in it. Walk in it. And be a blessing even to somebody else. Amen, amen, amen. So our Heavenly Father, he knows exactly what we need. And we know, according to his scripture, that he will supply all of our need. Oh, yes, he will. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It didn't say according to your bank statement or your bank account or according to your ability to pay things or whatever it is. He says he will meet all, not some of them, all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, ever stop to think about his riches in glory? My God, that's a whole different subject for a different day and time. So here's a question for every one of us, asking, so how do we live in the overflow? How do we? I'm glad you asked that question. And again, I'm not just talking about money overflow of more than enough. Hallelujah. But there's so much more that we can live our lives, a successful life that will be beneficial, that will be conducive to us living in with courage, for living the victorious life. Amen, somebody. So how do we do that? Here's a few examples of what it means or how we can begin to live in the overflow. Perhaps you never thought about it like this, but the Holy Spirit shared this with me earlier today. Said peace. Think about it. How we live in the overflow of peace. A whole lot of people are taking pills up and down and every hour of the day and trying to find peace in the bar, in illicit sex, in all kinds of things. They don't even have peace. But listen, we can live in the overflow. All we have to do, he says, to keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. That he promised to keep us in perfect peace. Amen. He's a joy. Understand, every day, think on the goodness of God and rejoice in the Lord. Not in the things, but rejoice in God. Why? Because, see, the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. And when you have joy and you got strength, guess what? No matter what opposition comes, and Lord knows it will come, but yet you got strength to endure. As the scripture says, endure hardship like a good soldier. Are you a good soldier? Oh, I hope so. Hallelujah. I'm working on being a good soldier. Amen. Also, here it is, overflow. Love. Well, my Lord, that one with just love covers a multitude of faults and sins. The love, it says, let the Lord lead you. And to speak to you, to show love to someone else. In fact, Pastor asked us, I think it was last week, to do something nice with somebody. Show love. Love is more than talking about it. Love is like be about it. Love is action. So put the love in action that people can see your good works and then, in turn, glorify our Heavenly Father. Praise God. God will bless you to even if you want to sow a seed. There's many ways to sow a seed. And you know, because God will give seed to the sower. That's what he says. Hallelujah. Because see, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. Sow seeds of compassion. Sow seeds of encouragement. And share the resources that God has blessed us with, blessed you with. Oh, you may say, look, I don't have much. I just have enough for myself. Let me tell you what. Share what you got. And when you share it with the right attitude, the right motive, God will multiply what you have. Remember, I think what Elijah said to the widow woman, it says, make me a cake first. He said, because she only had enough oil, whatever it was, meal, just for her. She said, I'm getting ready to make this cake, and I'm getting ready to do this, and when my son and I, we go eat it, then we go get ready to die. But she listened to the man of God, and she was obedient. It takes faith to be obedient. It takes faith to really walk in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy. Can I talk about it tonight? I'm excited about what God has done and will do. Aren't you excited? I want to be one of those that walk constantly in the overflow of his goodness and his mercy. Oh, yeah. David said, yeah, it follows me all the day of my life. But even before that, he says, you know, he anoints my head with oil, and then that cup, my cup runs over. You want them running over kind of blessings. Amen, somebody. So share your resources. Share what you have in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you do what you do in God's name, successful. It's got to work. Share with some finances, giving as the Lord has blessed you, as the Lord has prospered you. Give people things, something that they would like to have, you know, or even you would like to have, not just leftover. Share the best. Prefer your sister or your brother ahead of you. Glory to God. Listen, you could call or visit someone. Listen to them. Be patient with others. And sow goodness and mercy. You know, the Bible tells us, as a man soweth, so shall he reap. So if you sow good, goodness is coming back to you. Amen? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sowing in the overflow, walking in the goodness and the mercy of God with his overflowing goodness and mercy. So the scripture tells us, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 15 and 13. Let me read that again. And that's NIV. It said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is so, so blessed. I got one more scripture going to read before we pray. One more, and that's coming from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and it's 8th through the 12th verses. 2 Corinthians 9, 8 through 12. It reads like this. And God is able, listen to this, listen, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, not some of it, all grace, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Verse 9 says, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that means plenty, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. It causes us to give him the praise. Hallelujah. You know where your help comes from. All our help comes from the Lord. So verse 12 says, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, listen, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. We just don't have time to go through this tonight, but praise God, you read that and let that word sink down deep. Research it. Hallelujah. Develop, and here's another thing, develop a closer relationship with the Lord. You want to live in the overflow of God's goodness and mercy? Develop that closer relationship with the Lord. Know him. Know God as El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. And remember, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. In other words, fall in love with Jesus. When we fall in love with him for the right reason, the right purpose, in line with his word, being able to keep the covenant and his testimony, then you can live in the overflow of his goodness and his mercy. Isn't that all right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, we got to pray. There's so much. It's so much to pray about. Hallelujah. All the time. There's just so much. But yet and still thank God that we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted always, just like you and I, but yet without sin. So God cares and God hears when we cry out to him. He says, the day you seek me with your whole heart, he says, then you're going to find me. Amen. So we're praying for Sister Dorothy Crawley. Praise God. I went to visit her the other day, and she looked really well, and she had a beautiful smile on her face. Mainly one thing, too, she was getting ready to be discharged, so thank God she's at home. Yes, we continue to pray for Sister Shirley Brown. Praise God for her. And we also continue prayer for Mother Virginia Monroe. Glory to God that God will continue to strengthen and bless her. And yes, we continue to pray and that God's will be done. We continue to pray for Deacon Robert and Sister Shirley Cooper. God is in charge. Hallelujah. He's still making ways. He's still good to them. And he is a provider. Hallelujah. I praise God for the strength and for the victory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And yes, we're praying for Reverend Annie Anderson. The Lord will continue to heal her body, strengthen her right where she is. Hallelujah. Just know God knows how to encourage us like nobody else can. Yes, and we continue to pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. I praise God for her. Saw her yesterday, and the Lord has continued to bless her. And she looks well, and thank the Lord for her. And we continue to pray also for Deacon Walter Brown and also Brother Terry Brown. You know, they just buried his son on yesterday, Daryl Brown. So pray for that Brown family. Continue to lift him before the Lord. We remember Sister Betty Ann Davis. The Lord continue to heal her, strengthen her, encourage her heart in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And also we are praying for Sister Jacque Brown and Nana and all the caregivers, that the nurses and the doctors that surround her. The Lord has brought her from a mighty, mighty long ways. She still have a ways to go. But is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for the Lord. So we keep them in our prayers as well. And we pray for everybody that's on this line. I don't know all that's on the line right now, but I just pray that God will meet every need that you have, that the word that I minister tonight will begin to minister to you. Because, see, I know the word of God doesn't go out and return to him void, but it will accomplish all that it's set out to do. God got purpose for every one of us. Amen. And certainly we continue to pray for the bereaved families. My Lord, as I mentioned, Deacon Walter Brown and Terry, pray also for the Mayo family. You know, Andrea passed away. We pray in remembering the Doyle and the Johnson family. Hallelujah. Mike Doyle is my son-in-law who will be funeralizing and burying his mother on this coming Friday. So pray for the family. We need the prayers. Hallelujah. And then also we praying for the Brown family, from my family. For I lost my stepmother, Evangelist Betty Brown, on last Sunday morning. And we pray for my sisters, Hallelujah, Venus, and we pray for Sister Nikki. We pray for Sister Erica and my brother Darnell and my sister Denise, and also pray for me, for we have to travel. The Lord say the same, August the 23rd, and it's a full week for us, but with prayer, we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. And we glorify you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no one else like you. There's no one else that can bless us and encourage our hearts and heal broken hearts, heal bereaved families like you, Father. You are the Lord our God. You are our healer. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even all the names that I've mentioned, Lord, healing, whatever they're standing in need of, God, you promise to be our refuge and our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. And Father, we need you right now. We get trouble in the land, trouble in the family, trouble in the home. God, we need you right now. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. We need you every hour, every moment of the day, God, even in the midnight hour, as we slumber and we sleep. Father, I thank you for the angels that you have already given charge to and kept round about us, that would keep watch over us, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we are in the center of your love, God. We thank you right now, for you had us on your mind, even before the foundation of the world. Father, you knew, God, all the things that we are yet to go through, what we're going through right now. For because we know that you're Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the last. You're the beginning and you're the end. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you neither sleep nor slumber. That we, you said, call upon me, saith the Lord, and see, won't I answer prayer? We need answer prayer tonight. Our children need you, God. Some of them, Lord, have gone astray, God. We ask you, Lord, to save them, God. We standing on your promises that you said, Lord, not only would you save us, but you would save our children as well, God. We say thank you for it tonight. We thank you right now. But we're standing on your everlasting word. Your word will not go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish all that is set out there to do. Strengthen bereaved hearts, Lord. Lift up hung down head. You are a restorer, God. You are a restorer. You are able to do exceeding and abundant above all we could ask or even think, God, according to the power that's working in us, Lord. Have your way, we say tonight, Lord. For everyone on the line, have your way in their lives. Build them up, God. Teach us, show us, God. Inspire us how to live in the overflow of your blessings, overflow of your goodness and your mercy, God. Help us, Lord, not to take your blessings for granted, God. Help us, God, to be serious, God. This is the day that you made and that we should rejoice. We ought to praise God. We ought to give your name the glory and honor, all that is due your name, God. We bless you at all times. Your praises shall continually be in our mouths, God. Hallelujah. Remember our young people, God. They're starting to go to school. Some will be going to college, God. Strengthen on every hand. Build a fence, a protection around them. Be a shield over them, God. Hallelujah. Cover them, God, with your blood from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. Bless those that drive the school buses. Bless the teachers that they're training them. Oh, God, we need you, God. We come against the works of the enemy. We bind it in Jesus' name. We command the blessings of the Lord to be around them and surround them in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you, God, will bring back to their remembrance the things that they have taught, hallelujah, that we have taught them, Lord, that, God, we praise you to help them to know that the God that we serve, he's able to do all that they need him to do, God. So, God, we bless you. We bless you for that. We thank you for this prayer line tonight. Oh, my God, bless everyone. Bless us individually. Bless us collectively. Bless the revivals that are going on, even right now, God. Send forth real, true repentance, true revival. Revive us again, God. And when you revive us again, God, we'll be stronger, stronger, faithful to you, Lord. You could depend on us, Lord God. We thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love for us, God. We praise you, Lord, in all things. You told us in all things to give your name the praise. And that's what we do tonight. We bless you at all times. We praise you, God. Bless every pastor and bishop and overseer. Bless every church, God. The church that is teaching about the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Raise them up. Protect them, God. Lord, so that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Hallelujah. And we praise you. And we thank you for our pastor. We thank you for Pastor Ollie. Strengthen him. Strengthen him. Oh, God, enrich him. Enrich him in the word of God. Have your way. Every minister. Hallelujah. Strengthen them. Help us to understand strategically that you are a strategic God, that we need to serve you with everything that we have. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless us, God. And we shall be blessed. Bless them, God, that we'll have a wonderful night's sleep, that we will rest in peace, and then we'll rise up in the morning that we will glorify your name again. And Father, all these blessings we are asking in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. God, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Lord. The time has come and gone, and it's, we have had, I know, I can speak for myself, I've had a wonderful, wonderful time expounding the word of God. And we speak that word. Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God bless you. May God continue to smile upon you and your family, that you will grow in grace, grow in love, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.